Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Luke 16, Luke 10. This is the account of a story that's very familiar to many of us, of Mary and Martha, and the situation that happened at their house with Jesus. Anybody remember that? Luke 10, are you there? And on down towards the end of the chapter, verse 38, I believe it is. It says, it came to pass as they went that Jesus entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. Cumbered about. Cumbered means draw or dragged all around, distracted. We live in a distracted world where people live in a perpetually interrupted, distracted state, trying to keep up with all their texts and all their emails and all their favorite programs. Did you hear me? And folks are just bing, 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 bing. They're like a pinball. They're all over the place. And these people have no peace.
Right.
They have no peace. And you'll find as this progresses, they lose their joy.
Yes.
And they're always tired.
Yes.
They're always tired. And what it does not occur to them, and all of us have made some mistakes along this line, but it doesn't occur to them that all this stuff that I think I have to do, I didn't ask the Lord about it.
Right.
He didn't tell me to do it.
Right.
And most of this I'd be better off not doing.
Yeah. Right.
But you can get used to a certain kind of lifestyle, and you actually can get addicted to busyness.
Amen.
Just like somebody that smokes and they quit. I've seen people that quit smoking. I mean, for the next several years, they just reach for their pocket. Because what did you do when you got nothing going on? You smoke. You just did it, you know, without thinking about it. And people can be so addicted to something going on all the time, looking at something, hearing something, interacting with something, answering something all the time, that if you just shut everything off and absolutely nothing is going on, they immediately start having withdrawals. They're like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? It's too quiet around here. I've had people tell me, it's too quiet. It's too still. You need to relax.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible said, be still.
Yes, yes.
And know
yes, yes,
that I am God.
Yes.
We were in healing school some years ago, and I had about three or four happened on that week, businessmen. And they had serious physical issues. And some of them were successful. And the Lord led me to do this. We came in. And I got there, and they were set there. They had their coat off, and they had their pad out, and they had their stuff out, and they were ready. I said, put your pads away. You won't need your pens today. We're not taking any notes. You can close your Bible. We're just going to wait on the Lord for an hour and a half. Oh, man. You'd have thought I said we're going to pull teeth without any painkiller. I mean, they looked at me that they didn't know what to do with themselves. And they looked at me, and I knelt down, and I started waiting on the Lord and looked at them. And they're just looking at me, and I had to get up and explain to them, no, don't just look at me. Wait on the Lord. And if you've not done it, your mind is like that pinball. It's just stuff going back and forth. And if you've not done it, it can take you a little while until you finally, eventually, begin to get quiet. Martha, I believe she's a good woman. We're going to see her one of these days. She's had Jesus and his company over to her house. But she is what? Cumbered about. She's distracted. She's pulled all around about. And she came to the Lord. And the Lord's in there in the room ministering. So she had to interrupt him. And she says, Lord, what'd she say? Does that sound familiar? What'd she say? Don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. That's King James. We wouldn't say it that way. Lord, don't you care? I'm in here doing all this by myself. Would you tell that lazy heifer sister of mine to get up off of her behind and get in here and help me? I can't do this by myself. Well, now, why did I say that? Because she's upset. Is her heart troubled? Is she upset? She's upset. Who's she upset with? Who? Not just her sister. She's upset with the Lord because he didn't care enough to notice and send her in there to help her. And she's in there by herself. And they got a house full of company. And she's got all these preparations to make. And she knows he knows things. You'll say the Lord didn't notice. No, he's sharper than that. He notices things. He knows things. So she figures, well, he knows and he just don't care. The Lord doesn't care. This is one of the devil's favorite lies. And you would think we would know better enough to not receive it, but I'm telling you, people are falling right and left with this same old lie. Where is the Lord? If he cared, he'd have done this. If he'd have cared, he wouldn't let that happen. If he'd have cared, if he'd have cared, if he'd have cared, you don't care. And if you agree to that in any degree, what you just did is open up and let this inside you, and now it squeezes you.
Yes.
It squeezes you. It could press against you, but you didn't have to let it in. But if you believe that, is it squeezing her?
Yes.
Is she upset?
Yes.
Interrupts Jesus. What was he saying? He was sharing the word. She figures, she's so right, and him and her so wrong, she's justified. I believe she's a good woman. I believe she's a hard worker. But that don't justify this. I think she was sure that Jesus is going to go, that's right, like, get up and go help your sister. That's right, get on in there. Why are you still here? But he didn't. I said he didn't. He didn't. What did he do? Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha. Like we've said before, when the Lord calls your name twice like that, just go ahead and kneel down and get ready to repent, because you've messed up. You are careful. Now, isn't that what the Lord told us not to do? Now, we've already been over this. What should Martha have done? Well, let's get back to the boat. What should you do? You're tempted to get shaken. But you got to remember, compared to the Lord, I'm a 2-year-old. I think my balloon flying away is a big, big deal. But I need to have enough sense to realize it may not be as big a deal as I thought it was. Let's check with the big boss. What should she have done? She should have checked with the master. Shouldn't she? She should have checked with him. Instead of getting all worked up and all upset. How do you do it? First of all, you can notice he's not upset about it. That should tell you something right there. And at the very least, be considerate. Show some humility. And ask. Pride assumes. Pride presumes. Didn't she presume? We got all this to be done. I need some help. Everybody knows. Why doesn't the Lord know? But just you being worked up and upset shows you're wrong.
That's good.
Just you being upset and all worked up shows you're wrong. And at the very least, you go ask. Lord, should she come in there and help me? Very likely he would have said, no, you just sit down right here too. Because of what he said. Look what he said. He said, Martha, Martha, you're full of care and troubled about all these many things. Keep going. One thing. What? One thing is needful. Was it what was going on in the kitchen? Was the one thing the meal? She's upset about that because she's just sure that's the most important thing because all these people are going to need to eat here in a little bit and it's not going to magically appear by itself. Or could it? It did. I said it did. A few loaves and fishes fed thousands of people with 12 baskets left over and nobody slaved in the kitchen. Nobody even turned the stove on. She didn't check with the Lord. She assumed this is the most important thing, and then when it wasn't going the way that she was just sure it needed to go and had to go, she starts getting worked up, upset, troubled, angry at her sister, upset with the Lord. But who's in the wrong here? She is, not her sister. According to Jesus, her sister's right where she needs to be right now. Is the Lord in the wrong? No, the Lord's not in the wrong. Who needs to repent? Martha? Martha. Dear, Mary's chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.